Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The countdown is on. Election Day is just 46 days away now as the political machines of the candidates continue to gear up for what's already an intense campaign. This morning, we've reached out to the heads of the two main parties in Massachusetts about their campaign priorities and strategies. In a few minutes, we'll hear from John Walsh, the chairman of the state's Democratic Party. But first, the state Republican Party chairman, Jennifer Nassour, begins by talking about how Republicans are focused on the Democrats' vulnerability.
Oh, my favorite subject. How are they vulnerable? I mean, right now, what is going on, to start with the congressional contest, the nation is just sinking so quickly. So we need someone who's going to get to Capitol Hill, who's going to make the right decisions, who's going to fight for Massachusetts. And we haven't had anyone up until Senator Brown who has done that, and he can't do it as the only person. And it's not equal representation for Massachusetts to have 10 Democrat congressmen and one Democrat United States senator and only have one Republican United States senator. We need some equal representation, and the only way we can do that is to start electing some Republicans to Congress.
So that's part of the message. Change is the message for the, or at least part of the message for the Republican Party this fall. When Jeff Perry won the Republican primary in the 10th Congressional District the other night, he said it's the old guard versus the new guard. Is that how you see it?
It absolutely is. I think that, you know, one of the things that he's trying to convey, one of the messages is the old boys club of, you know, we're all going in together, we're going to stay there for the next 40 years, we're going to buddy around together, pal around together in D.C., and whatever we bring back to Massachusetts, we're going to claim victory. So if we send Jeff Perry, if we send Sean Bilott, if we send Tom Wesley, or we send John Golnick down to Washington, D.C., you are going to see a remarkable change, and they are going to fight for the citizens of Massachusetts.
You just listed names of Republican candidates in various congressional districts. Let me ask you, which congressional races do you realistically expect to win?
I think we are presenting serious challenges in the 10th, in the 5th, in the 4th. Barney Frank finally has a really competitive race. Sean Bilott is an amazing candidate. He's very smart. He works very hard. He is much more visionary than Barney Frank. And so I think that those are some fantastic races. Tom Wesley in the 2nd is going to give Richard Neal a run for his money.
All right, now to Beacon Hill. Rate the party's chances to topple Governor Patrick.
Fantastic. I mean, look, we've had 8 tax increases in the past 4 years. Unfortunately, 300,000 people are out of work. That is double the number that we had when Deval Patrick came into office. Charlie Baker is a businessman. He's been a CEO. That's what Massachusetts needs.
All right. Nationally, there's some concern among Republicans about the growing influence and strength of the Tea Party, about the Tea Party splitting off support that might go to Republicans. But with no candidate in a major race labeled a Tea Party candidate in Massachusetts, is that a concern here? Or on the other side, will the Tea Party movement in Massachusetts be a plus for you in November?
Well, you know, you're talking to the chairman of a party of 11.5%. I don't see us as having separate parties. I don't see us in competition. I don't view one candidate as a Tea Party candidate over a Republican candidate. From the very beginning of my tenure, I have embraced everyone, and I have said everyone is welcome to our party regardless of what your beliefs are, so long as you believe in our candidates and you're going to work hard to help them succeed.
One more question, Jennifer. What about money? As Brian Mooney reported in the Boston Globe this week, Republican candidates, generally speaking, don't have anywhere near the money that Democratic candidates do in the congressional races. And in some ways, contests, as we know, are all about money and who can get the message out there with the money.
You know, I don't think that that's a fair assessment this year. Yes, money is important because it buys advertising time, but if you have candidates that are out on the street and they are meeting people and they are pressing the flesh and they are working hard and they are doing their best to get their name out, so I don't agree that money is the mother's milk in this race.
Jennifer Nassour, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a good day.